We're going to commence our service this morning by singing to God's praise the words of Psalm 100. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, his praise forth tell. Come ye before him and rejoice. Psalm 100. Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Our eternal God and gracious Heavenly Father, we bow humbly and reverently before Thee, and we draw nigh to the throne of heavenly grace in the worthy and precious name of our Saviour and our only Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's on His infinite merit alone that we come before Thee, pleading the atoning blood that He shed, and the perfect righteousness of our God. We thank Thee that we have this privilege even now, as we commence our worship service, of not only singing praise to Thy name, but of waiting before Thee and waiting upon Thee in prayer. And our cry to Thee is that as we draw nigh, that Thou wilt draw near unto us. And, O God, that from our hearts, with earnestness and fervency, we will seek Thy face even now in prayer. And the cry and the longing of our hearts as the people of God is that of the psalmist when he said, "My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" Oh, he wanted that gracious sense of Thy presence and to know Thy nearness. And likewise, we too, as we wait here just now, long for that pervading sense of the Lord's presence and to know the Lord's nearness. We confess that we're not satisfied with some mere cold knowledge, nor are we satisfied with empty forms or rituals. But, O God, we desire to know fellowship in our hearts and communion with our God this day. We pray that Thou wilt come and meet with us, that Thou wilt come and bless us, and pour Thy Spirit upon us. For, O God, we are in such need, and yet in our time of need we can look to Thee and know that Thou wilt supply the need. We thank Thee for that promise that Thy grace is all sufficient for us. And so we ask that Thy grace will abound towards us, and Thy blessing will rest upon our souls today as we wait before Thee. O God, we thank Thee for the opportunity afforded on this, the first day of the new week, to gather in Thy house, to worship Thee, the one living and true God. And, O God, as we come, we ask that Thou wilt again speak to our hearts through Thy Word. We give Thee thanks for the Word that Thou hast given to us, this special revelation, the Word of God. And we pray that this living Word will be the Word that will live in our hearts this very day. We ask that Thou wilt bless all of Thy dear children, those who have gathered here for worship, those who may be viewing online and joining in. We pray, O God, that Thou wilt come nigh, and that Thou wilt minister Thy truth in the power of Thy Spirit to each waiting heart. We pray for any who are here who are not yet saved, who are not yet in Christ. We ask, O God, that even this day would be the day of their salvation, when they would be born again of the Spirit of God and washed in the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We cry to Thee that Thou would speak to any hearts that have grown cold by the way, backslidden. We ask, O God, that they might know Thy restoring grace and that return unto their first love. And the blessing that we seek for this service, we pray for our sister congregations across the province this morning. We ask, Lord, that Thou wilt draw nigh to all of Thy servants as they take up the Word, as they labor in the Word and doctrine. We pray that Thou wilt be their help and their helper, and grant that as the Word goes forth, it will be a rich blessing to the hearts of the saints of God, and the means of bringing many to saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we do pray that Thou wouldst bless us as we seek to bear witness and testimony for Thee in this a terrible world of chaos and confusion, where there is so much uncertainty. But we cry to Thee that Thou wilt enable us to speak boldly, to speak of Thy great goodness and faithfulness, to bear witness to our God, and to do so unashamedly, and to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we come before Thee, asking that Thou wilt hear our cry, that Thou wilt come nigh in mercy to us, and that Thou wilt bless us. We remember Thy servant who normally ministers in this pulpit. We thank Thee for him, and we commit him to Thee, and we ask that Thy blessing, Thy rich blessing, will be his portion day by day. And Lord, we do ask that Thou wilt help us even now to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. We ask it all in our Saviour's name and for His sake. Amen. We'll sing further to God's praise the hymn 615 in our hymn book. The Church's one foundation is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is His new creation by water and the Word. Hymn 615 in the hymn book.
Thank you.
You'll find our scripture reading in the New Testament scriptures in Matthew's Gospel, the Gospel according to Matthew, and chapter 12, the 12th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, and we'll commence our reading at verse 1. The 12th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, and reading from the first verse, let us hear the word of the Lord. At that time Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were anhungered and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have ye not read what David did when he was anhungered, and they that were with him? How he entered into the house of God, and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or have ye not read in the law, how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath, and are blameless? But I say unto you, that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy, and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? That they might accuse him, knowing that the Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word, for Christ's sake. Amen. Just at this point in our service, I would ask our good brother to come, please, and make the necessary announcements.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning service. And if you are visiting with us, we welcome you in the Saviour's name. We welcome as our preacher this morning the Reverend Leslie Kern, director of Let the Bible Speak, and we pray that the Lord will bless him in the preaching of the word. The evening service at 6:30 will be the second of our February Testimony Month meetings, and the Reverend Kern will be here to bring a word of testimony. Please remember the time of prayer in the church hall at 6 p.m. The announcements for the incoming week: there will be no children's meetings on Tuesday the 13th due to the midterm school break. The prayer meeting on Wednesday the 14th of February at 8 p.m. This will be a deputation meeting for Mr. Robert McConnell, a children's evangelist. There will be a missionary collection at the close of the meeting to support Mr. McConnell in his work. And we ask you to please give as generously as you can to that collection. Friday the 16th of February, the Youth Fellowship will be travelling to the 50th Anniversary Youth Rally in the Martyrs Memorial. Sunday the 18th of February, the Sunday School and the Bible Class at 10:45 a.m. 11:30 will be the morning service, and the preacher will be the Reverend Morris Baxter. 6:30, the evening service. We will continue our February Testimony Month, and Reverend and Mrs. Baxter will sing a message and bring a message in song, and Reverend Baxter will testify. Please remember the season of prayer before both of these meetings. Monday the 19th of February at 8 o'clock will be our ladies' meeting, and Reverend and Mrs. Leckie will be taking the meeting and bringing a message in song. Mrs. Leckie will testify, and the Reverend Leckie will bring the message. Corrigerry Free Presbyterian Church are having a gospel mission commencing on Sunday the 18th of February and continuing each night through to Friday the 23rd. Speakers will be Mr. Colin Maxwell and Mr. Noel Shields. If you can, please give your support to these meetings. The Portadown Independent Christian School are presenting an evening of gospel praise on Saturday the 24th of February at 7:30 p.m. Full details of those taking part will be posted on our Facebook page. On behalf of the ministry and the session and congregation, we would like to express our sincere sympathy to Mr. Billy Hill on the passing of his sister, Mrs. Iris Gervin. And we'd just like to share Billy and the Hill family and the Gervin families offer prayers at this time. That's all the announcements. Thank you.